Most students take out loans to go to college. Some will graduate with them, and some of those students who took out loans won't graduate. Experts say these students struggle far more than graduates with six-figure debt. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny spent time with students who have debt but no degree.
I met up with Siobhan in the car she drives for Uber.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
It's one of the many jobs she's had this year. But I'm here to talk with her about her student loans.
So originally, I did not want to attend college.
But in her Washington, D.C. high school, everyone told her she had to go. So without thinking about it too much, she took out about $20,000 in loans and set off to the University of Mississippi.
I went down there with 14 tattoos across my legs, my arms, and my body, and bright pink hair. I think I stood out like a sore thumb.
She was working in fast food, taking a full class load, and her grades started to slip.
I just couldn't focus. I stopped going to class. I kind of was just like, screw it at this point. I just wanted to make it through the semester because I had already made my mind up that I was leaving.
By the end of her third semester,
I called my mom and I told her I just wanted to come home.
That was 5 years ago. Today, she works short-term office jobs, and in between, she drives Uber. She likes working, but money is tight and rent is expensive, plus her car and gas. And that loan she took out for the degree she never got, she now owes more than when she started.
But it's not just that I have it, it's that I can't pay on it.
We're not using Siobhan's last name or those of any of the borrowers we talk to, so they can talk candidly about their personal finances without a negative impact on future employment. Lots of the borrowers I talk to are caught up in a vicious cycle, and that can be hard to get out of. They often need multiple jobs to pay their bills. To get a job that pays more, they'd need a degree.
So this means that the student is also stuck.
Tiffany Jones leads higher ed policy for the Education Trust, a nonprofit advocacy group. Research confirms the obvious. If you get a bachelor's degree, you have higher wages and you can pay back your loans. It's the students who never get that degree, but still carry the debt, that bear the brunt of this crisis.
Some of the gut reaction from folks is folks need to work hard and they need to pay what they owe, but it's not manageable even if you're working.
And Siobhan's $20,000 debt, it's actually on the higher side. Often, the people who struggle to pay have less than $10,000 in debt.
When I think about $10,000 right now, it may not sound like a lot, but to a 22-year-old supporting, you know, himself, it is a lot.
Dali works as a freelance carpenter in Southern California. He's only paid about $300 back on that loan. And not having the money to pay more, it's a constant stress.
You know, I worry, am I going to get enough hours this week to be able to pay my rent? And to eventually be able to start paying some of this debt back.
Dali's debt comes from his 2 years at Cal State Fullerton. He was working towards an engineering major, and he didn't have a ton of financial support, so he was working full-time while going to school. He wasn't doing great in class, and eventually the paycheck made more sense than the bad grades, so he stopped going.
You know, I liked not having to struggle as much.
But that decision has had consequences for Dali. His freelance hours are unpredictable. His low credit score makes it hard to get a credit card or lease a new truck. Still, it could be worse.
The biggest thing impacting me is a garnishment that comes out of my check every week. They also take my federal tax returns every year.
Heather lives in upstate New York, and she's been struggling with her student loans for more than a decade.
I never graduated. I don't have a degree.
She and her husband attended a for-profit art school in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And when she took out loans, about $27,000, the recruiter told her her payments would be about $200 a month.
I thought, no problem. We can handle that. Our payments ended up being over $800 each per month. We couldn't handle that.
Despite getting a good job, Heather couldn't pay. Her loans went into default, and the collection agencies took over. Eventually, they sued her. When she adds up interest, collection charges, and fees, she now owes more than double what she originally took out.
I came from a family that didn't really have money, so we never really talked about it.
Now in her 40s, she makes sure to talk about money with her two kids. Siobhan, who went to school in Mississippi, she wishes she had had more frank conversations about money before she went to college.
I didn't understand what I was doing. You know, we were just signing papers and just, oh, you need this. Okay, well, I'm gonna get that and let me take that. And then it's like, before you know, like, boom, you bought a house, basically. Like, you're in enough debt to own a house at this point.
Siobhan's story and Dali's and Heather's, they raise a lot of questions. Who's responsible for their debt? And how can we help students understand what borrowing thousands of dollars really means? And if the degree can make such a big difference, how can colleges ensure that students actually graduate? Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.